In California, the sharing economy is hot. Car rides, community gardens, and housing. Now, there's a tiny nonprofit in the San Francisco Bay Area that's using sharing to help ease one of the country's worst homelessness crises. The company's called SafeTime, and it works like Airbnb, but the rooms are free and the guests are homeless. Terrell Burt was one of the first to sign up. She's 65 and she lives alone in El Cerrito near Berkeley. And she recently invited a homeless family to live with her. Ariel Plotnick checked in on how it's going.
Nikki Creer and her 5-year-old son, Demarie, have just moved in to Terrell Burt's 3-bedroom townhouse. And they've already spotted a hawk. It flew down to the balcony and perched on a chair.
Yeah, he's back.
Wow. He likes us.
He came back to see you.
He loves it here only because of the view, and he likes animals and nature.
SafeTime works by matching up hosts and guests for short stays, a month or two usually. The guests aren't necessarily living on the streets, but they are homeless. To qualify, they can't have a criminal history or drug issues. The day Creer moved in, Burt started a diary.
Today she arrives an hour early to move in. I am not ready. Inconsiderate or super responsible? Are we compatible? I look around and register that this is not a kid-friendly house. Too much glass and pottery. In walks a petite, outgoing young woman with a tall, handsome child. Mom, can I go on that swing? Come on, Mom. Excitement and joy floods the air.
Creer is 27, but still finding her way after years in foster care. She's a single mom with only a high school degree, so finding work has been tough. Burt watched homelessness explode across the Bay Area. Her friend, Chuck Grant, started SafeTime a few months ago. So far, the program has made 17 matches.
We thought there may be a significant number of people who would take folks into their homes for karma points.
Burt grew up in small town Illinois, and her parents would take in acquaintances who needed a place to stay. But even with that example, Burt needed something like SafeTime to make the arrangement feel more safe. Now it's up to her and Creer to figure out how to live together.
But we have to tell the truth.
Right.
If you get mad at me for something, you have to say.
Okay.
And if I get mad at you for something, I have to say. And then there comes not compromise.
Right, because it can't be perfect.
Cooperation.
Advocates who have worked with the homeless for a long time are watching this small experiment. Kelly Cutler works with the Coalition on Homelessness in San Francisco.
It's not just housing because, here's a room. Here, go in here. Is everything, like, perfect now? No. You still need community.
A room helps, Cutler says. But people who are homeless also need services, jobs, healthcare, and sometimes childcare, too. Creer spent her summer working on all of that. She even went to Seattle to check out a job, but couldn't find anywhere to live. She and her son spent a lot of weekends in Sacramento, staying with relatives. She looked for apartments there, too. How's the apartment hunt going?
It's excruciating to my brain. That's all I do from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep. I'm looking for an apartment. That's all.
When Burt finally catches up with Creer, they've scarcely seen each other for weeks. And so how long do you think you'll be here with Terrell?
I don't know. I was going to leave actually today.
Really?
That's a huge surprise to Burt. It's only been 1 month. That afternoon, out running errands, she's still feeling confused.
I don't know. I'm so her supporter in every way. I just feel like maybe she misrepresented her family situation. I mean, why are we here?
Burt had a lot of questions. If Creer was spending a lot of time in Sacramento with family, did she really need housing? And what exactly was she, a landlord or a friend? And the real frustration, why didn't Creer think things through? Sometimes her decisions just didn't make sense to Burt. Cutler with the Homeless Coalition says Burt's reaction is understandable.
If you're experiencing homelessness, you're in this constant crisis mode. And so it is a lot of reacting, and it's just about survival. Others who have stable housing and income would be like, I can't believe this decision that this person's making.
That night, after Bert got back from running errands, Creer began packing. A few days later, she and her son, Demarie, moved out. They eventually found an apartment they could afford in Sacramento, but she's still searching for a job. Since then, Bert has hosted three more people, and she's encouraged her friends to try it.
We can't solve homelessness overnight. We can only take baby steps to get there.
Bert doesn't have any guests right now, but she says she's ready to do it again soon. For Here and Now, I'm Arielle Plotnick.